Welcome to the Macro Millionaire Podcast with Jesse and Erica Dale, where we explore how to get the most out of life, focusing on purpose, passion, and prosperity.
Hey, welcome back to Millionaires. We are pumped that you're letting us in your homes, heads, hearts today. And we're going to talk about a topic and just kind of discuss it. No really agenda here. But there's kind of a divide, and I think this is kind of a marketing scheme lately. But you're seeing a lot of network marketers, online marketers come out and be like, cold messaging days are over. Cold messaging is icky. If you're still cold messaging, copy and paste or whatever it is that they're saying, but they never have a solution. They just say like, we have a better way. Well, great. Tell me what it is, because I can explain my cold message in 10 seconds. Can you? You know, so that's just me. I'm a little bit biased because why am I biased? Because our cold messaging works. Period. It works. So my first point that I'd say is it works because I don't think it's that cold. I've been posting about when I use cold message marketing, it's for a business opportunity in the health and wellness field to become a nutrition coach. Some of you listening to this may have received this message, but it's not cold because I live and breathe Jesus. I live and breathe health and wellness and fitness and nutrition, and I live and breathe building a business. That's what you're going to see when you look at my social media. So any of my social media friends, it's not really cold. They're like, oh yeah, Jesse's all into that. So if I were out with any of my social media friends in the world and we're having some bourbon, it would not be uncommon for me to be like, hey, I don't know if this would really be for you or not, but are you looking for an opportunity to earn some side income coaching like I used to? That's not icky, that is not yucky, that is just a conversation. And then they would say, yeah, man, can you tell me a little bit more about that? I've been seeing your posts and whatnot. Or they may be like, oh man, I got a lot on my plate, I'm good. So I don't see what people consider it to be bad or icky or anything of that nature. I just think that it's like a billboard. You put a billboard up and some people are going to look at it and call the 800 number. Some people are going to pass it right by. And some people are going to be like, I don't like that billboard. Very few percent.
Yeah, I think that when people say that, I think they think it's just like you have zero. You just said it's not really cold messaging because you're friends with them. They're seeing your content. They know who you are. Probably 90% of the time, and so it's a little bit different. But I think when people say that, it's more like, hey, I'm going to add you as a friend and immediately prospect you.
Yeah, right. They haven't had time to marinate on who you are as a person.
Right. And I don't think that you should do that. I mean, that's kind of like,
I agree.
You meet someone at the grocery store in line and you just say, hey, you should try my product or you should buy my service or whatever. Yeah. But I'm all about, like, if you don't go to the people, if you're not messaging them or calling them, or they don't know you exist, they don't know what you have.
100%.
So it's just like you can't expect that people are going to flood your inbox or throw their credit cards at you if they don't even understand what opportunity, what product, what service you are offering.
Yeah, absolutely. And Ray Higdon, he's a big fan in the network marketing industry, big, big fan of cold messaging. And he brought up a great point. A lot of these quote-unquote haters on cold messaging are massive influencers. They have 100,000 plus Facebook followers or Instagram followers. They get tons of engagement. They have years and years and years built up of becoming this massive influence. So yeah, they may not be people that need to cold message. They have a massive influence. But if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know, should I do an online opportunity? Will anyone listen? Look, that means that you probably have lower influence, which means it's gonna be a little bit harder to develop rapport. And you probably don't have any sales experience. Mm. So if you're coming to us and I'm saying, say this, make it your own, make it sound and feel and look like you, and say this, and you're going to build your business. Is that easier, or should, when you come and want to build an online opportunity, should I say, okay, take 10 years to become an influencer, to become an expert at sales? That's just not realistic. The people that are buying into online opportunities, they're busy moms and dads who want to use their passion to help out other human beings. They don't have 10 years to build this massive influence and funnel system and have all the sales experience.
Yeah, I like what you said, though, make it your own. Because I want, when I was brand new, I wanted to tell me what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't have the experience. Like Jesse was saying, tell me what to do. And so what I teach, I know it's what Jesse teaches, is here's ideas. Go make them your own. But here's the blueprint. Here's the foundation. But if you would never use a word in this question or in this quote, change it up. Make it sound like you. Like one of the things we always say is, I just saw this and it blew my mind. Like, that's not me. I would not say that. But what I would say is, hey, I just saw this video and it really excited me, or it really got me interested. But I think like just teaching that is a huge, huge positive space for someone that's brand new and just doesn't know what to do. They do need to be told what to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And to me, it always is the question of being genuine. Mm-hmm. Okay, I genuinely want to see people succeed in our online opportunity 1,000,000%. When I see someone succeed, and Erica always sees me dance a little jig, it's like, well, okay, so one of the business builders must be killing it right now. I get it. And when I send a cold message out, I have no idea. I mean, I pretty much, my following pretty much knows my branding buckets, but I have no idea if this person's in the market or not. So that's why I'm asking.
Right.
And I love, it's kind of how you ask, you know? So I love saying, hey, I know we don't really know each other that well, okay? But I'm reaching out to you because, and then do you, this may or may not be for you, do you, would you want to take another look?
Yeah.
Okay, insert whatever your business is, you know, to fill in the, to fill in those blanks. That to me, if someone comes at me that way, I'm like, hey, this may or may not be for you. I really am passionate about this. Would you take a look? I mean, to me, I don't know what could be less abrasive than just asking someone to take a look. That's not salesy. That's not icky. That's not like obtrusive. And it's definitely not spammy.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, your goal, your mission is to see who is open. And some will be and some won't be. And at the end of the day, you have to get over the no's or the I'm not interested. But you have to go out and see if they're open, because you have no idea if you don't have those conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're sending those cold messages out, let them know, like, hey, why are you reaching out to them? Admit you may not know them, you know, as be crazy chummy, that you just know each other maybe from Facebook. And let them know, like, what you're offering. And make it very easy for them to say, yeah, I'll take a look. And very easy for them to say, ah, that's really not my jam. You know, but I don't know of a better, more effective way for someone that doesn't have massive influence to build their business. And that's why it kind of really irks me when I see people are saying it's spammy or whatnot. Are there people that maybe use cold messaging? Like Erica said, you know, they're just like, they friend request you and then they're blowing you up right away. Yes, there may be people that do that. But for me, I just don't see that. I've never had someone really come back. There's two in my entire life that have come back and said, you know, this is tacky or whatnot. Two out of probably like literally 20,000.
Yeah.
You know, and then one, I explained. I said, hey, listen, I just don't know a better way to get my message out. Definitely didn't mean to offend you. And she came back and was like, hey, you know, that's a pretty good point. You know, because if you're not using cold messaging, I would love to hear what the alternative is that these influencers are proposing.
Yeah, and I want to add, like, you know, if you do go out and you are cold messaging or you're getting in conversation with people and they're not open, thank them. Hey, thanks for replying. Totally okay. You know, hey, can I keep you up to date on how my progress is going? Because at the end of the day, I have people in my inbox every day, all day, you know, trying to recruit me, trying to prospect me, trying to get me to join their team or whatever it is. And I'm not in the market. I've told you guys this before. I'm unrecruitable. And I will just say, like, hey, I'm not in the market for that. I love what I do. You know, I wouldn't be able to take, or wouldn't really have the ambition to take on something else. And when they keep coming at you, that's when it gets inappropriate.
Yeah, that's spammy pammy right there. And that's a great point that that Erica makes. If someone says no, no means no.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, come on. We learned that in, what, seventh grade. No means no. But I'm going to tell you, stop letting your assumptions be the lid. Hey, well, if I cold message this person, they're going to call me this. That's an assumption.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, that assumption has rarely, it's come through for me like 0.1 millionth percent of the time. And another assumption is when you cold message someone, if they don't respond, re-message them.
Yeah.
I used to have that assumption. I used to assume that a non-response was a no response until I started to use this follow-up that I got from Fraser Brooks. I'm like, all right, man, we'll give this a whirl. And lo and behold, people were like, oh, thanks for re-reaching out. I was busy at the time or whatnot. So until they say no, stay and keep that conversation moving.
Yeah, I love that. So you guys, and I love that you said, like, don't assume, because it's going to hold you back.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like, a lot of people, they ghosted me, they're ignoring me. People are busy, and it may not be busy productive. They may be busy watching TV or whatever, but we all live crazy. Our lives are just on the go. And not everyone, especially if you're using social media, not everyone is using social media in the way that you are. And so they don't always get to their message. Or how many of you have opened a message and then got distracted and forgot to go back to it? It happens all the time. So don't allow that to hinder you to continue to try to talk to that person or to reach back out or to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah. And some of you might be listening. We'll end on this point. Some of you might be listening and be like, you know what? That just doesn't feel, it just feels so impersonal, copy and paste. Hey, look, your cold message doesn't need to be a copy and paste, quote unquote, script, or we call them blueprints. We have Tommy and his wife Diane in our business development program who their cold messaging, they're using video.
Yeah.
And it's funny, like Diane, his wife, will hold up a little sign with the person's name. So that's the first scene they see in the video. And that grabs people. That is like uber personal. I love that. I started to do that. You know, I was doing my follow-ups the other day, walking, and I'm like, hey, now you get to put a name to a face. Very personable.
People like when you say their name too.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So again, whatever feels right to you, that is going to be what you're going to use to cold message. But if you're looking to grow your business and let people know, hey, I'm open for business, I'm eager to help you, this may or may not be for you, but I'd love for you to take a look. Cold messaging in whatever form you use is going to be where it's at.
Absolutely. Awesome, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in. We will return next Saturday. And as always, we appreciate any reviews. If you're getting value, leave us a 5-star review and a written review so that we can shout you out on the next episode. If you don't have a way to leave a review, simply screenshot this, tag us on Instagram @macro_millionaire, and we'll be sure to share it and feature you there. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us on today's Macro Millionaire Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a millionaire review. Until next time, keep working toward the abundant life you deserve.